Hello, hello, welcome, welcome. It's episode day. Don't talk to me about how this is late. I don't want to hear it. I've been sad. So, last episode, we had more kind of like setup and lead up to Gavri arriving in the city. We started out with Adlai and Sib having a little bit of a heart-to-heart as Sib asked why the fuck he's still here, and he is because he's a good friend. And it starts out with Gav's kind of like boat actually finally arriving in the city. So they, the two of them followed the Black End over to where their headquarters are. Some fun shenanigans happened, some funny guard interactions happened, and they ended up trying to break into the headquarters. And while that was happening, Gavri was being transported down into the headquarters, into a cellar, then down another set of stairs and deep in the earth, and was then set up in an old kind of like torture-esque like chambers, and was kind of set up there and had the first kind of look run-in with Cyrex. And while Adlai and Sib were trying to get down to where Gavri was, they set off a trap, an alarm that struck out some lightning. So they kind of tried to skedaddle out of there. Cyrex had some mysterious bullshit of how he figured out it was Gavri who was sitting there instead of Alessa. So he left to go deal with the intruders, and Gavri pulled some fun shenanigans to get out of her bonds. Sybil ended up getting caught by Cyrex, so, and was brought inside as Cyrex had like a fun good reunion that he wanted to catch up with Sib, and kind of locked her away in a room so he could then go back downstairs and deal with Gavri for a little bit. And as Gavri was trying to leave, as she escaped her restraints, she found an unsuspected face downstairs. So we'll jump into her dealing with that. Everyone enjoy the episode. Bye! Are in like the middle of like the incantation for Dimension Door when you like look to your right and see Calliope like staring wide-eyed at you through the bars, and just you feel the spell fizzle in your hands as you like lock eyes with her.
Gavri rushes over to the cell.
Yeah, the second you start making your way over, she was kind of, like, sitting on the floor, and she, like, had her hands, like, on the bars. Like, you know how most, like, metal bars have, like, that middle, like, support rung to them, where it's, like, a solid piece of iron, and the bars are split into two? She had, like, her hands, like, leaning on that, and the second you start rushing over, she, like, quickly, like, picks herself up, and she, like, pushes her arms, like, between the bars, and just kind of, like, wanting to like hug you through the bars, like in just like this desperate attempt to like get a hold of you.
Callie, what are you doing here?
I wish I could answer that question. There was some weird reports from, I heard the village elders talking that they saw some activity happening in the old city, and me and the half, some of the other Halfborns were sent to go investigate it, wanting to know what was happening in the city. And then I remember a noise happening, and then I remember things going black, and then I woke up here, and that was like 2 weeks ago.
You've been here for 2 weeks?
Yes. But, Gavri, it's so good to see you. And
you feel like her like put her hands on like the side of your face as you like get up close.
It's good to see you too, Callie.
I didn't think I was ever gonna get to see you again.
How has home been?
It hasn't changed much since you left. Morgul's still in command, so not much has changed.
Hold on, I'll get you out of there.
Okay.
There's a lock, right?
Yeah.
Okay, can I pick the lock?
Yeah.
No, I cannot. I'm gonna smash the lock in with my great axe.
Okay.
Like pocketing doesn't sound like Gabri's thing.
To still roll it on your book.
17.
17.
Yes.
I'll say with a couple of swings, you're able to break the lock off the door. And like the second the door, you break the lock and the door just kind of like sputters and like slightly opens. Callie is like there in a second pushing the door open and just like pulling you into a hug.
Yeah, she's getting hugged back most definitely.
Okay. I can't begin to say how nice, how amazing it is to see you. What? Why are you here?
Oh, you know, just on a righteous hero mission.
You on a hero mission?
Yeah, I'm kind of the hero of the realm now, if you hadn't noticed. She, like, flips her braids.
Well, honestly, that part doesn't surprise me. But, I mean, Gavri, I saw you being brought in here. It didn't look like you came willingly. How was he able to manage that one?
Well, I got myself kidnapped on purpose. I was pretending to be unwilling.
She's kind of like white guy blinks at you.
They're after a woman, and I was pretending to be her to keep her safe.
Why are they after? Oh, slow down a minute here. So you're playing hero on the reg now. I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm part of the council.
You're part of the what now?
The council. Of the Greyhawk?
Yeah, Gavri, I've heard of it. Gavri, you are not a council member. You threatened to fight almost every member of the council in our hometown, and now you're one of them?
Yeah, I threatened to fight them now.
Oh my goodness. And this woman that you were protecting, she's another member of the council?
How did you recognize her face?
I didn't recognize her, no. Not who you came in as.
How'd you know she was a member of the council?
Well, I haven't seen them, but I've heard news of the council.
Fair. Have they hurt you at all? Do you need anything?
No, they haven't hurt me. They've asked me a lot of questions about you, but they have actually, outside of being stuck in a basement and the food kind of sucks, but I'm fine.
Well, I'm sure he's serving you elven food.
It fucking sucks.
Anyway, I should get you out of here.
I like this plan. I like this plan a lot. Are you sure it's okay for you to leave, though? I mean, I guess if at this point your ruse is probably up by now.
Yeah, a little bit. He noticed who I am, so it's time to get out.
Okay.
Well, we're gonna spy a little first, but then we're getting out.
Okay. That sounds more like the Gavri I know.
It'll be like old times. Except with a little less violence, because it's kind of a stealth mission.
That never stopped you before.
It's backup. I'm certainly hoping we get discovered. A little bit.
I've heard upstairs that there's like a mail room or something like that. There's a place where all of the letters for the Blackened come in. That might be a good spot to get information from.
Callie, you are brilliant.
That's why I had the position I did in the Halfborns.
All right. I'm gonna listen outside the door to see if I notice if anyone might be there.
Make a perception roll.
That is a 18.
You don't hear anyone outside. You hear kind of like the sounds upstairs through like the trap door. Like you hear like the faint sound of a couple of footsteps, mm-hmm. but there's no one on this floor with you. So the room that you're in right now, it's a very square room and it's got four cells that are like attached to it. There's a narrow hallway that then leads into what looks like a little office area.
Can I snoop in the office before we leave?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Roll an investigation check.
10.
So as you kind of walk around this office, it's very evident to see that, like, this is Cyrix's office. Just by, like, some of the decorations and some of the writings that you see on his, like, across his desk that he seemed to have, like, abandoned when you first came in. It's, like, letters of, like, confirmation of, you know, jobs and a couple of reports and stuff like that. And there's just, like, a variety of, like, ornamental things that you can imagine was, like, gifts from wealthy people that he's taken jobs from. The only thing that looks used in this room is the desk.
Mm-hmm.
All of the decorations around the room are, like, in this thick layer of dust. Like, he has not even gave them a second thought since they've been put down here.
Wow.
But you don't really see anything of note really on his desk or in the drawers or anything like that.
Okay. No locked drawers that I have to get into?
If you test all of the drawers, you do find that one of the drawers, the bottom very much, bottom right drawer is locked.
Okay, I'm gonna try to picklock it.
Okay.
Well, first I'm gonna check for traps, of course.
Okay. Investigation?
Didn't find any. That was a 4. So I'm gonna try to picklock it.
Okay.
I cannot picklock anything to save my life. That's a dirty one.
Callie is going to just, like, take, like, the lockpick out of your hand. Just like, you're not good with finesse. Why are you even trying? And she pops it open easily. yeah, she, like, plucks the lockpick out of your hand and, like, shoos you. And that very, it kind of, like, gives you, like, a little twang in your heart of just, like, a very familiar motion. Just like, shoo.
Yes.
Just like patting you on the arm, just like move. Just move your big ass. And she kneels down, and Kelly wears glasses, doesn't she, if I remember?
I don't remember, but that's amazing. So yes.
Okay. So you see her like you know, like the librarian stare where like you put your glasses on the very edge of your nose and you like look over the lenses when you're looking at something real close? That's what she does. And it's, like, a minute. You see, like, her tongue stick out the side of her mouth as she's focusing. And then you just hear, like, a tick as she gets the lock. And then she pulls it open and just, like, looks up at you with just the shit-eating smile. Just like, I'm still better than you.
Gavri just has the most fond smile on her face.
Mm-hmm.
She can't even be mad.
But yeah, the drawer is now open, and you do see that there is a portrait. It is of two young boys that are sitting next to each other. The older brother, it's an older brother and what is obviously a younger brother.
I'm sure they look the same.
They do look very similar. The older boy has the younger, his arm around the younger boy's, like, neck and, like, that camaraderie, just kind of, like, playful, like, pulling him into his side. And you see just both boys have this bright smile on their face. The older one, you can tell, is Cyrix. It's a very much younger version of him, of himself.
Mm-hmm.
The younger boy, you don't recognize, but you can see the familial resemblance.
Okay.
And this picture is very well loved. It's folded and creased. It looks like it's been folded and unfolded a million times. It is very obviously cherished by Cyrix.
Do I get any weird vibes off of this portrait?
What kind of vibes are you looking for?
Void vibes.
Void vibes? Like,
does this feel like his item?
Make an arcana check.
Okay. I'm rolling terribly today. That's a 6.
This is not his item, but you do feel like a strong, like, connection to it. I can't describe it any better of a motivation.
Yeah.
It's not the item, but you get the strong mm-hmm. sense that, like, this is a motivation for mm-hmm. whatever his item may be.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened.
I got those vibes.
Yeah.
But
no, this is not the item that you need.
Okay. I will put that back out of respect.
Okay.
But I will take note. I'm not going to take anything. I'm going to rearrange everything to make it look like I didn't touch it, relock the drawer, or ask Cat Calliope to relock the drawer. And then we're gonna dimension door out of there.
Okay. Yeah, cool beans. Are you just dimension dooring, like, up? Or, like, are you trying to get out of the building?
We're going up.
Up?
Yes.
Okay. So, you dimension door up, and you are immediately standing in what very much looks like a meeting room.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a large, long, rectangular table, and it's got, like, cushions, like, very plush cushions on the floor. Like, you would sit down and have a meeting on the floor. It's very much set up kind of like a lounge area. It's supposed to be very comfortable, very kind of casual. You can imagine, like, this is where he meets, like, high profile clients. The back wall is, like, lined in bookshelves, and there's, like, a variety of, like, bookcases, and what you can see is, like, trophies of people who've, like, crossed him as, like, an intimidation factor. Whether they're genuine or not, you can't really tell without investigating them too much, but it's very much supposed to be, like, an overwhelming intimidation factor of, like, how much shit is crammed into this room. And you do see that there is a small lever on the door leading out of this room, like, right next to the door. There's just, like, the small lever that, like, you would pull and it seemed to activate something.
I'm gonna look at Calliope and look at the lever and then look back at Calliope.
She just gives you, like, that disappointed mom stare of just, like, Gavri.
You're saying you're not a little bit curious what it does?
I think it might not be the best place for curiosities when, who knows, it could set an alarm off, Gavri.
Yes, it could set an alarm off, but it could also set some confetti off.
No.
And in the distance, Sybil just goes, Gavir, you're a fucking dipshit.
It's good to have a voice of reason back, because I totally would have pulled it. I still might pull it. I'm not going to pull it.
Gavir.
Don't look at me like that. I'm not going to pull it.
You said there were shelves of random things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put one of my candles on the shelves, like, behind some knickknacks.
Okay. Yeah, you do so.
Okay. Does Callie question me at all?
She didn't seem to notice you.
Okay, cool. Nothing else here? No weird vibes from any of the knickknacks?
No. No weird void vibes.
Okay.
You leaving?
Yeah.
Door's locked.
Rude. Gavri, as soon as she, like, click, click, the door doesn't open, she, like, slowly looks over at Calliope and gives, like, one of those hey smiles.
Callie just kind of, like, rolls her eyes. And she is going to, being the tactician of the group, she's going to check for traps. You do see her, again, her library stare, pulls her glasses down, looks at the door, and she kind of, like, blows a strand of hair out of her face in annoyance and just, there's an arcane lock on this door.
What?
Well, if it leads to his private office, you'd think he'd want to keep it under wraps.
Well, it's really inconvenient, though.
Let me see if I have... I don't think I have Dispel Magic. Oh, I do have Dispel Magic! what level is Arcane Lock?
It's third level, I think.
It's second level.
Okay.
Cool. So I cast Dispel Magic on it.
Okay. So yeah, you cast Dispel Magic, and the second you feel the spell take hold. The door pops open on itself. It seems the only thing that was keeping this door locked was the arcane lock.
Sweet. And we're in. I'm useful for something now.
And we walk in, we waltz on in there.
Okay.
Thanks for that d20 roll.
It wasn't a d20.
Oh. That seems slightly more concerning, actually.
So as you are walking down the hallway, you do hear a pair of voices talking in the next room.
In the next room?
Mm-hmm. So you're walking down a hallway right now. It seems to go into another square room, and you can see a doorway to the left and to the right. Or like a hallway to the left and the right.
Mm-hmm.
And the voices are coming from this room that's ahead of you.
Can I listen to them?
Yeah, if you just kind of sit by and listen to them, they seem to be chit-chatting about the intruder that they heard that was upstairs that the boss seems to have went to take care of. Did you say that out loud?
Very quietly.
You hear Calliope to your left, like, also very quietly, just, Sybil's here too?
Unfortunately.
Kevra, I thought you hated her.
I do. Mostly. But she's been okay recently.
So she came back.
Yeah. I know, I'm just as surprised as you.
Well, that's good. She was... When she was around, she was invaluable.
She is my voice of reason without you there.
Someone needs to. It would only be better if Callie were here. The other Callie.
Yeah, she hasn't been the same since.
Oh, can you blame her?
No, I am kind of lost without you around.
And she just kind of, like, again, like, rolls her eyes just like, this sap. But as you guys are kind of having this quieted conversation, you eventually hear the voices go down the hallway to the right.
Okay. Can I check the other doors for traps? I want to do exploring.
Explore?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you go down the hallway to the left, there is a door at the end of that hallway, and you can check for traps.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. So as you were walking through this area that you heard the voices originally, this seems to be very much like foyer-like area. Like it's a walkthrough area. It's mm-hmm. very much meant to be like an intermediary and like where people sit and wait to go into the meeting room with Cyrex. So it's very much decorated as just kind of like this foyer area. There's like chairs and like artwork on the wall. Just meant to be a walkthrough area.
How's his taste in artwork?
It's actually pretty good. It's not bad, actually. He's got a sensible taste to his decorations. And it's not like him just trying to flaunt that he's like ostentatiously wealthy.
Uh-huh.
Like it's actually tasteful decorations.
Nice.
However, when you spare a look at the ceiling, what you see makes your blood run cold, as there is an inert iron golem hanging from the ceiling. And it is on, like, hooks and chains, like a ceiling decoration. And it's just hanging inert, like two great axes in each hand, these gnarly looking great axes, and you get the idea maybe that's what the lever triggered.
oh I see.
Callie, you know me as a player, as Megan, that I was very likely to pull that lever.
I do know. That's why it was there, an unmarked lever. I put that in there to tempt you.
There was really a 50-50 chance on whether or not I would pull it.
But yeah, you That's what you're greeted with as you look up at the ceiling before you disappear down the hallway. but you come up to a door, and all of these doors have, like, little windows on them that you could, like, peek through.
Mm-hmm.
If you peek through them, you can tell that this seems to be that, like, communication letter room that Callie was talking about.
Let's go in.
Okay, so you pull open the door. It's not locked.
Mm-hmm.
And you head inside. And, like I said, this is, you know, in, like, old TV shows where it's like the office building and the mail room that's just got like these bins of like letters and stuff that need to get sorted through for the whole office building.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this room looks like. It is just an onslaught of letters that all are like currently being sorted through. You see like stacks of like what looks like petty jobs or like high profile jobs, ones from returning clients, new clients, you know, ordered in like case of like severity of just like pity, like pitiful, like, oh, this person stole my ring, I want it back, to like my abusive husband needs to be murdered kind of like scale range.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a lot in here.
Can I search for anything of note?
You can make an investigation check.
12.
Okay, so as you are flipping through these letters, you come to the quick realization that, like, these letters, like, the people sending these letters are not just people in Azon. You see people sending, you see letters from Faerun, you see letters from the Dales, you see letters from, you even see a couple letters from the port over in Chult. You see letters like coming in from Baldur's Gate over again in Faerun. There are letters from all over the world that are coming into the Black End. And it kind of is like this moment of just like, oh shit, this network is a lot bigger than we thought it was. And it's just kind of also puts into perspective of the fact that, like, yes, when Cyrix died, it did cut off, like, the head person in the Black End, but it still thrived.
Mm.
So it is kind of like one of those moments of realization of just, like, you don't think that the Black End are going to be able to be taken out fully just because of how much of their fingers are dug into all the parts in the world.
There's always going to be one last stand.
There's always going to be somewhere. And flipping through, you can find a variety. If you can think of, like, a person in a major city, like a family, like, say, if you think, flip through them trying to find, like, a royal family from, like, Neverwinter, you can find a letter from them at some point in this room. So if you want to take any incriminating evidence on people, this would be a place to steal some. And you see that there's one letter that kind of sticks out a little bit from the rest. It's very poorly written. And by poorly written, I mean, like, you can tell it was written by, like, a child.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, the penmanship is very childish. The language is very simple. And it's a letter from a small town to the north of Azon named Jorsen. And it is the letter from a child that is asking for a representative of the Black End to come save him from his foster family.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, I see.
Kid, the Black End ain't Santa. Frick, bro.
It is.
That's my letter now.
It is from a little boy named Tori.
Okay.
But yeah, you can snitch the letter.
Does he say why his foster family is terrible?
He makes mention that they force him to do a lot of work with no rest.
Ah. Gavri's about to open a branch of the council, specifically at social services.
Just there's a child that we need to assist here. But as you are flipping through the letters, you see Callie is just kind of like just casually kind of like flipping through. She seems more interested in just kind of like snooping. Do you get letters like these at the council building?
Do we?
You guys get letters, not in this volume, but you get letters.
Occasionally. It's kind of concerning these guys get more letters than us, though. Like, they trust them more.
Well, you can't go to the... You can't expect the politicians to fix everything, little. I mean, for most of what I see here, outside of, obviously, the rich people who are just trying to get gains, all of this seems like small, everyday people that... Honestly, I don't see the council taking time to help every single one of them. I mean, I see people with financial troubles. I see people with a no-good husband who drinks too much and spends the family savings. Can you really say that the council would do something about them if they were asked?
That's what we used to do.
It is what we used to do. But the council isn't the half-borns.
Well, I'm on the council and I'm a half-born.
What even does the council do these days? They put on a face for the public, but what else?
Well, right now we're trying to help everyone recover from the attack in Zethia.
Yeah, that is a good reason. And what, you're just trying to play damage control?
Well, obviously we're trying to fix things too. Why do you think I'm here?
Why are you here?
Well, Cyrex is supposed to be dead.
Well, I think all of them are supposed to be dead. From what I've heard, every single one of the wardens were there at the attack.
They were, which is why we need to stick our noses into what he's up to.
What, are you just hoping to get leads on where the rest of them are? What even is your plan? Do you plan on killing them all again? Obviously, that didn't work too well the first time.
If it's avoidable, we'd actually like to keep them alive.
Keep them alive? You say this like you have experience with it already.
Kelly, you're one of the most open-minded people I know, so I need you to keep that quality for a second.
I'm immediately worried, Gavri. You only tell me that when you're about to tell me something stupid.
It is a little stupid, but I think that some of the wardens might need more saving than they do death.
Okay, I'm keeping an open mind, Gavri, I promise. Again, you say this like you're speaking from experience. Does this have something to do with the Hollow?
A bit, yes.
Okay. Is the Hollow involved somehow?
No, but something like the Hollow is involved.
Something like the Hollow.
Callie, I'm gonna tell you something, and I need you to not tell anyone, not even any of the other half-borns.
You have my word, Gavri, you know. You always do.
There's another demon that I think has control of most of the wardens, if not all of the wardens. And I think it has more control over them than the Hollow does over me.
Gavri, if that's the case, then that's a big change to how almost everyone viewed them.
Yeah. Granted, they accepted his power, but they're not in the right minds right now, and I want to find out who knew what they were getting into.
Who knew what they were getting into and who were desperate?
Yes.
Do you think the same of Vex?
It's possible.
That is a big consideration, Gavri.
I know.
So the ones who didn't, who had a reason, so you say, what are you planning for them? And what of the ones who knew the risks going into it?
We haven't decided on that yet. The council is still arguing about it.
Again, you're saying all of this as if it's coming from experience. Have you already talked to one of the wardens? You make it sound like Cyrex isn't the first one you're going after.
He's not. We do already have one of them in custody.
Which one?
Do you remember Lily?
Yes, the tall druid Fearbolt, correct?
Yeah.
Sweet as pie, but could change on the drop of a hat?
Yeah.
This is a lot you're dumping on me, Gabri.
I'm sorry, a lot has happened since we last saw each other.
I can tell. I didn't expect you would have stopped, but... Okay. So, you're talking of a corruption, and you were looking for specific things. Are there specific things they're tied to? I mean, do you have one at the Hollow? An acre?
Would you consider my arcane focus that?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
So what, the plan is to get these anchors away from the wardens and see how they react? Is that the plan here?
Yeah, I know it sounds stupid when you put it like that, but it's what we have to go on.
I mean, something's better than nothing. What, are you destroying them? Are you keeping a hold? I don't feel like it's a good idea to keep a hold of them.
Unfortunately, we can't destroy them.
Okay. And why not? Like I said, I don't feel like it's a good idea to keep a hold of them.
That one's a big explanation, but... Callie, you should join us. You should get the Halfborns in on this.
As soon as we get out of here, I will personally collect them. I mean, we were all...
You could get officially hired by the council and ask to actually get paid for...
You know it was never about money.
Of course I know. But it doesn't hurt to have beer money.
I will talk to the Halfborns. And knowing them, they'll come without the pay.
Well, I would hope so. I mean, I don't think our years of friendship were for nothing.
But this is a conversation to have when we leave.
Yes. And we need to get Sybil before we leave.
Yes. We do. You are correct. We probably should go get her.
Wasn't that such a fun episode? I like this whole campaign. I should, because I fucking wrote it. But, let's go into plugs. If you want to go interact with Megan on Instagram, @Hotter_sketches, go bugger. If you want to see and hear more from Haley, you can go actually visually and audibly perceive her on Twitch, which is twitch.tv/HaleyDoesThings. We have an email, which is m.m.podcast2000@gmail.com. Send me what your favorite type of mac and cheese is, because I like mac and cheese. We also have a Twitter, which is m_m_shenanigans. I don't keep up with that anymore ever since it turned X, because I don't want to deal with it. And what else do we have? A TikTok, which is @mischief_monsters. That's all we got. Everyone have a great night. Bye!